Here we go. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, so my next guest here to talk about it, talk about her story, a five-year survivor of malignant melanoma. Let's talk about how to live a Michigan summer while being kind to your skin, because we love Michigan summers, Ann Nefshoff, but the sun shouldn't really love us as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Good that you are out and about doing your things. Owner, communications strategist, Gaskin PR?
Yep.
You know how to make marketing work. But our goal today is to talk about you and talk about sunality.com and perhaps save a few lives.
Absolutely.
Share your story.
Sure. 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with malignant melanoma. My biopsy showed that it was a secondary site of cancer. Okay. So after a litany of tests and surgeries and missing lymph nodes, I was released for a general life sentence of trying to stay pale and out of the sun and keep my skin healthy. And doing that with young children and a husband living in the Midwest, my husband said, you can't be a vampire the rest of your life. You got to figure this out. So that's exactly what I started doing. And that is the basis of Sunality. And that is basically the research and the information I've learned over the years of trying to survive in the sun with healthy skin. I share it on that blog and send out information about clothing or sunscreen or treatments or general nutrition, lifestyle choices, and things we can do to improve our overall health in the sun.
What's the biggest mistake we make when it comes to the sun?
No sunscreen. People need to be wearing sunscreen every day. You know, we hear this over and over again. People are scared of the chemicals. Is it the right thing for me? I live in the Midwest. Michigan never sees the sun. I don't need sunscreen. Well, you do. Absolutely 100%. You need sunscreen. And I like to find ways to integrate sun coverage without using sunscreen. So UPF fabric clothing or cover-ups or hats, any way that you can be outdoors and in the sun but still protected from the sun.
Is there a number we should be using?
Everybody recommends at least an SPF 30. Obviously, if you are a survivor of skin cancer, you should probably up your numbers. But on a daily basis, everyone in my family wears anything from SPF 30 to 50. And I even send the kids to school on days like this with sunscreen and a sunscreen stick in their backpack.
Tell me a little bit about the sticks versus the sprays versus the rub-ons.
Absolutely. I am a huge fan of, you know, general traditional lotion and the stick. But the sprays I tell people to avoid because it comes with a lot of extra chemicals that you're inhaling. So you're basically breathing in all of that off gas. And also, I've found that people spray them without realizing if they're downwind or upwind, and a lot of the sunscreen goes on your neighbor instead of on you. You really need to rub it in anyways to get the full effect. So at that point, you're negating the point of the spray, which is keep your hands clean. So I say go with the traditional lotion or the stick because you need to rub it in to get that full effect of the sunscreen.
Do that reapply thing?
Yes, reapply every 2 hours and use more than you think you need. We go through bottles and bottles of sunscreen in the summers, and on vacation we take at least 4 with us, and that's 4 people. Now, the thing to know too is that there is no difference between children's sunscreen and adult sunscreen, so you don't need to overpay that expensive price for a children's sunscreen. Just go ahead and get 1 bottle for everyone. And I also have the latest consumer report out here on the best sunscreens to buy. And if I were you, I'd be running to the store buying the No Ad Sport SPF 50 because it is the most affordable and it has the highest UPF that meets claim. They found that a lot of these sunscreens were saying SPF 50, but they were only SPF 30 or SPF 20.
I'm thinking that Hawaiian Tropic coconut oil I used in high school as a redhead on the beach might not have helped.
Yeah, we all smelled great, but it didn't do much for our skin.
Bet. Well, I want to continue going through our Sunality's top 10 summer survival tips. We're touching on some good information, thanks to you, Ann Nefshoff, including the hat. Wear a wide-brimmed hat.
Absolutely. Yeah, a 3-inch brim is ideal. And I also recommend that people take a look at what they're buying because I did this myself. I was wearing hats I'd bought at Target. They were super cute and they were, you know, you could wear them all summer, beat them up and throw them away and not worry about it. But somebody took a picture of me and I saw all the sun rays coming through the brim of the hat onto my skin. So I had that sense that I was covered, but I was still vulnerable. You need to look for a hat that is rated UPF 50 if you truly want to protect your skin from the sun. Any hat is better than no hat, but I'd love for people to move into a UPF hat.
Baseball cap might still not
baseball
get
cap.
It.
Yeah, leaves the sides of your face open.
Yes. How about the sunglasses?
Sunglasses, you know, this is something I learned through my journey, is that melanoma can form in the eye. And, you know, just protecting our eyes in general is so important. And a great pair of sunglasses is important for that. So look for the UPF rating on the sunglasses. Make sure you're actually getting coverage with the sunglasses you buy. And if you can get a polarized lens, all the better.
And again, purchase a bathing suit cover-up that offers UPF 50+. Lose that vanity, right?
Yeah. Lose the cute gauzy number or the slinky little strappy number. I know in Michigan, a lot of us spend our time out on the water, on a boat. You know, we're enjoying the beauty that's all around us as much as we can when we get to. So we're trying to soak it all up. But if you can simply buy a UPF cover-up, then that blocks those sun rays without you having to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. You don't have to worry about seeking shade as much. It's a much better situation when you're out on the boat and there's not much sun coverage.
But seek shade.
Seek shade. I love shade. Shade is a great thing. It's sometimes hard on the beach. We'll bring our own shade. Look for a beach umbrella that offers UPF or a pop-up tent for your children. Or even now they're making UPF baby blankets, which is genius because you can take your baby in their crib and throw a blanket over the top of it. They'll stay nice and cool, but they'll be protected from the sun. And not every fabric offers UPF coverage. A traditional t-shirt is basically a UPF of 10 or less, and once it gets wet, it loses UPF. So the goal is to get those products that actually offer you a UPF.
I remember swimming in the Kentucky Lakes with that t-shirt on as a redhead, and which reminds me, again, growing up, we were all over the sun. Mm-hmm. Sunscreen probably wasn't used. Right. I've probably fried myself many a times. Am I doomed?
You are not doomed, but I do recommend that you create a relationship with your dermatologist. And I have to say, dermatologists are one of the hardest doctors to get in to see. So if this interview does anything, I hope it encourages people to find a dermatologist and go make an appointment. I made an appointment today, and as a 6 or 5 year survivor of melanoma, I'm still also on a wait list for 2 months to see my dermatologist. Most people, especially if it's a new doctor, it could be a year. So get in there and get those moles checked.
That could be a problem. I imagine if you're looking for a specialty to find an occupation in, go be a dermatologist.
Absolutely.
And you also remind us, and this was tough back in the younger days, but to embrace the pale.
Absolutely. I was looking at pictures the other day of myself in my youth, and I was a lifeguard. And I would say, you know, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be lifeguards. That is probably the most dangerous occupation for teenagers. It's great to be tan. I mean, I loved being tan. I had the great blonde hair and the great brown skin, and it was all good. And it was great until in my early 30s, I was diagnosed with something that could kill me. And I just, you know, encourage people to say, it's okay. The skin color I was born with is what I was born with, and I'm happy with it. And I want to, you know, take care of my skin. It's our largest organ, and skin cancer is on the rise. There are more new cases of skin cancer every year than breast, prostate, lung, and colon cancer combined. So this is a growing epidemic that people need to be very thoughtful of.
Well, knowing that I need to listen to my own interviews, what did you bring me to start using today?
Yes, I brought you a little gift because I know you are a long-distance runner and athlete like myself. Yep. And one of the things in my blog, I talk about ways to integrate sunscreen into your fitness lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I ran the Chicago Marathon a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I found the only way I could do that was by putting sunscreen samples in my run belt.
Yes.
And then at hour two, I could reapply and have my face and my hands covered, back of my neck. People often forget their neck. Cover your neck. But then, you know, I could cover the rest of my body with performance fabrics that offered me that sunscreen protection. And then these little tubes I got from my dermatologist would cover the rest. And that gets me through my long runs and my long training hours.
Yeah. Because that's not going to stop.
Not good.
Yeah, you bet. All right, my friend. Thank you for your testimony. Again, do we call you cancer-free, a survivor? Where are you in your journey?
Melanoma is a bit evil. You're never quite cancer-free from melanoma, but they last year used the word cured, so that is always helpful. But as most cancer survivors know, you can't fully ever be cured from the loss of confidence of your health. So I am living day by day, fighting to stay healthy and living my new rules of my sunality, and just trying to keep, you know, pale.
You look pretty good.
Well, thanks.
Hello. And how do we find out more about this blog and
sure.
your work?
It's sunality.com, sun, A-L-I-T-Y, combination of the words of sun and reality. This was my new reality with the sun. So sunality.com, and I, like I said, I do this as a hobby. I do not make money off of it. I'm not rewarded for it in any way except to know that I'm sharing my knowledge that I'm gaining with others.
But if you do need a good PR person, GaskinPR.com,
yeah.
I'll give you that plug.
GaskinPR.com, absolutely. Thanks, Shelley.
And thanks a lot.